This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Interesting weekend for the Yankees, who, you know, now lost two straight series. Yeah, the thing that's going to really save them is that the American League East is just awful. I mean, it is terrible. So you got the Rays, the Jays, and the Orioles all under 500. And if you think that's like an outlier, kind of like how the Braves got off to a rough start, but, you know, they're going to creep their way back in it, most of us think. Like, the Orioles just aren't. Like, their pitching is awful. They're 13-20. So, you know, and then the Red Sox had an injury over the weekend. You know, unfortunately for them, their first baseman went down. I mean, it looks like a one-team race, but I still don't think that the Yankees necessarily, you know, rip off 97, 98 wins and win this thing going away. I mean, really, with the exception of, think about Max Fried. So he won on Friday night. Max Fried is 6-0 with a 1.01 ERA. Imagine if the Yankees didn't get him. Oh, my God. All right, so you want to see him bounce back. You got three with the Padres here, and then it's six out west. And it's the A's in that Sacramento, you know, AAA or 4A stadium. And then it's the Seattle Mariners, who obviously are pretty good. So, but quickly on George Lombard, ironically, we're just talking about him on Friday. I brought his name up. And, you know, I told you how well he was playing at high A. And I thought that he was going to get the call fairly soon for double A. Now, I was thinking like early June, maybe. And he got the call early this morning. So he is already off to double A. And, yeah, listen, you don't want to get too married to these numbers here at the low levels, but you know, in case you don't know, high A, 329 average, OPS of 980, 11 steals, 24 games. Obviously looks the part. He is physically there, 6'2", a buck 90, very fast. I mean, he is an elite defender. He's got these long levers. Like I was talking to somebody last week. They think that he's got the kind of body where, you know, because he's 19 years old. When he gets to like 23, 24, would it surprise him if he's 6'2", you know, 215, 210, while retaining his speed and his agility? And they didn't think that that's, like, they think that that's what's going to happen. So they got somebody special on their hands. And again, I'm not going to go nuts with this. I'm going to start double A. Who knows? Maybe he scuffles. I don't think he will. But like, if he does flourish, and right away it's evident, all right, you know, we're gonna have to move this kid along again. And I do think absolutely he sees AAA this year. But I, you know, and this is what I was talking about on Friday. I think there's a chance that he's with the Yankees this year. I really do. Number one, he looks different. Number two, I mean, they're broken in a lot of spaces around the infield. I mean, they got very lucky. I was listening to the Volpe injury in the car coming back from a baseball game over the weekend. And I'm like, that just sounds ominous. That does not sound good. The way it was described, and I thought Dave and Susan did a good job. Like, they didn't overhype it, and they certainly didn't undersell it. But, like, as this is why I love radio. I'm trying to conjure up this image in my mind. And, I mean, it was a good 7-8 minutes where I'm like, did he just destroy his rotator? I know it was the left shoulder, not the right. But so I think he's going to be okay fairly soon. But even if he is, he's not exactly setting the world on fire with a stick. And, you know, second and third base, even when Jazz was healthy, he looked awful. He's out for a while. So there's a lane, as Booney would say. There's an avenue for Lombard if he rakes and he keeps doing it. We might see him up this year.